Here on the grain tour with the International Federation of Agricultural Journalists 2013 Congress in Argentina. With me is Patricia Bergero.
Italian surname.
Bergero. Patricia, what do you do?
I work in the Rosario Blue Trade in the economist division.
So you talked to us on the bus here a little bit about the grain farming, the grain industry, I guess, here in Argentina. What were some of the main points that you made to us about the industry here?
I wanted to emphasize on the importance of the region that you were visiting today. We may say that Rosario is the capital grain market in Argentina. It has a lot of to do with nearness of the main production area. You have that 40% of the grain production in Argentina is not far from 300 kilometers from Rosario. And besides that, as Argentina has an exported profile, we export 75% of our grain production. You have the terminal ports surrounding Rosario export actually almost 75 to 80% of the grain export, vegetable oils and protein meals from Argentina. So besides Argentina is a very big exporter, producer and exporter of oilseed complex, mainly soybean complex. And all the investments as regards the oilseed crushing industry are located very near Rosario because of the nearness to the terminal port, because of the nearness to the raw material.
Now, you talked about the export tax. We have export tax. The government has export tax on these commodities. Tell me the structure of that.
Well, actually, Argentina has export taxes on on almost every product that we export. But in the case of the grain export complexes, the taxes are really high. We have that the oilseeds complex have the higher tax there. In the case of soybean, we have a 35% of export tax. In the case of the products coming from the oilseed crushing, as soybean oil or soybean meal, they have a 33% of export tax. Corn and wheat have also export taxes between 23 to 25%, which is very high. And so this kind of tax is really a burden for farmers when we are facing lower prices.
Well, despite the fact that the soybean tax is higher than the corn tax, you said soybeans are getting the preferred crop for the farmers to grow?
Yes, and that has to do because of the they have lower cost for farming as compared to when you compare them with corn, for example. And even though corn has a lower export tax than soybean, for example, but the inputs or the costs are really, really high when you compare with soybean. So most of the farmers, when we do the maths, soybean is preferred because of that reason, because it's more profitable. And that's going to be really true, a matter for a subject, an issue for the next crop year, 2013-2014. We are expecting that the corn area is going to be reduced next year. We are talking about 8%, 10%, others are talking about 20, 25%, which is very high, against an increase in the area of soybean, which is probably going to go between 8 to 10% more.
What percentage of the market, the global market, does Argentina own for soybeans and corn?
In the case of corn, Argentina has probably... it depends on the crop year, but you may say that we have a 20% of the share of the market share in the world. In the case of the soybean complex, it's different as if you see soybean as grain or soybean as soybean meal or soybean oil. In the case of soybean meal, soybean oil, definitely Argentina is the leader because they have a share of 55% of the world trade in those two products. In the case of corn, in the case of the soybean as grain, they have a lower percentage because most of the customers prefer to import soybean as raw material from Brazil or from United States, and they prefer to import soybean meal or soybean oil from Argentina, which has a very defined oilseed crushing profile. So our participation, our share in the world soybean trade perhaps is between 15 to 25%. It depends on the crop year.
How does the government, how is involved is the government, Department of Agriculture, in determining crop production numbers? I mean, like in the United States, we have USDA and we have our regular crop production reports. Do you do the same thing here in Argentina?
Yes, here in Argentina, we have our Department of Agriculture. They issue monthly estimates for crop production. They make a follow of the crop evolution of the different labors like harvest or seeding, just like the USDA. but besides, we have a lot of private groups doing also estimates for crop production. Actually, in our Rosario Board of Trade, we make estimates for the main crop productions.
Do you have government programs to promote exports?
Not actually, not for the conventional crops.
Because we do in the United States with USDA.
Yes, you do have. Yes, you do have. But we don't have promotion programs for the conventional, at least, crops.
What about the grower groups? Do they do anything to promote exports?
As long as I know, yes, there are private efforts, but most I could say that there is not a union effort. It's more like individual effort from companies.
What about GMO? What is the percentage of GMO crops, particularly for corn and soybeans, grown in Argentina?
No, it's really high. I think that Argentina farmers have had a really high rate of adoption of GMO. In the case of soybean, I could say that most of the area is GMO. In the case of corn, I think that 80 to 85% is GMO.
So that limits your market, so you're not exporting to Europe. What are your main export markets then?
No, we export to Europe, but there is identification, there is an IP identification, and we have to deliver our grains, soybean or corn, with a special certificate saying that this grain that is shipped is GMO.
So what are your top export market countries then?
We have a lot. In the case of the soybean meal, definitely Europe. In the case of corn, it's equally distributed among several regions, Middle East, North Africa, South Asia, America. They are equally distributed in percentages, talking about percentages. And in the case of soybean, China, of course, mainly. And in the case of soybean oil, Asian countries, mainly, African countries and Middle East countries.
How much does government policies impact what the growers do as far as planting and what they're able to export?
Oh, a lot. We can't say that we have a specific policy of supporting agriculture here in Argentina. There are policies, but they are isolated programs. You know what I mean. And the impact is definitely important if you consider export taxes.
Yes.
Export tax is a policy. And that has a very huge impact on farmers. And what do they are going to farm? They are going to seed next crop year.
Yeah. Has it always been that high, or does it fluctuate?
No, it has been fluctuating along our history. Many governments in our country have resorted to export taxes as a means to obtain funds or to control prices in the domestic market for the consumer. But the last, during the 90s, There was no export taxes, just 3.5% for soybean, for example, but the other products didn't have export taxes. But in the beginning of the 2001, 2002, they began to apply export taxes higher, and they began to increase them up to the levels that we have today.
Do you have any hope that they might go down?
We hope. We have hope, at least.
Does the government have any policies that help farmers? You said there aren't any, they have no subsidies or anything?
No, there are no subsidies. There are probably credits, subsidies, interest rates through banks that belong to the government or through banks that have support, a policy support from the government. But actually, there is no broad policy for supporting farmers. There are no subsidies, definitely.
How do people in Argentina, the agriculture industry, view the United States as a competitor, as a partner, as a, you know, how do you view the agriculture industry in the United States?
There are different viewpoints. Some see United States as an opportunity. Some see them as a competitor. Mm-hmm. But I think that most of them consider United States a potential partner.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned ethanol production. We know that it's very, very large in Brazil with sugarcane. How is ethanol production here in Argentina?
Ethanol production is going to be higher next year because of the investment that we have. And most of the raw material for these ethanol plants are going to come from corn oil mainly, not from sugarcane as in Brazil, mainly from corn oil.
Now, the production, the ethanol production, is it going to, is it for domestic use or export?
It has to go into it for a domestic market mainly, because there is a compulsory policy for mixing, for blending ethanol with the petrochemicals that we have, with the fossil oil.
Right.
Yes.
So
it
you
has
do
to
have
do a lot of with that.
So you do have a policy, a renewable energy policy that you've instituted.
There is a policy, but there has been certain measures during the last year, during this year and the last year, that has challenged in a way that objective or that aim.
Do they have a percentage in mind as far as the percent of renewable fuel that they want into the transportation fuel supply?
No, they just have a percentage of how much of the vegetable oils, the bio oils, they want to mix with the other oils, but they don't have a number about how much of our transportation is going to be with this kind of.
So you produce biodiesel also?
Yes, we produce biodiesel. A very large quantity, and it has an orientation for domestic market, but it has also an orientation for our export market. In fact, Argentina used to be a very big exporter of biodiesel, and the terminal ports that you are going to visit today, you are going to see that most of the crushing plants there has also models for biodiesel. And that's why 80% of the biodiesel exports are shipped from here, from this area.
For your transportation fuel, is mostly diesel or do you have gasoline?
Diesel.
It is
diesel.
Yes. So you're mostly. More the mix the
yes.
Biodiesel. With.
Biodiesel, yes, yeah. That's right. Uh-huh. 10%, I think that was the goal of the blending.
Okay. Here at IFAJ 2013, I am Cindy Zimmerman.